Kate Aviv, Community Relations Specialist at the Humane Society of Pikes Peak Region in Pueblo. And today, we are all about not Bonnie, but Mr. Clyde. How you doing, Kate?
I'm well. How are you?
We're doing wonderfully well. Thank you. And I know are you kind of roasting down there in Pueblo because it's like in the high 70s?
Yes, it's quite toasty.
So I vote for lawn chairs. And because it's National Beer Day, we got to have a beer.
It sounds like the perfect pair.
Well, I think you could add a third to that pairing. I think you could add Mr. Clyde. He is a beautiful cat. And in the picture, he's wearing a cone. What happened to the poor guy?
Yeah, when he came in, he had a clearly broken tail. And it was evident he was in a lot of pain, lots of meowing and crying. So we rushed him to our veterinary team, and they amputated his tail. And since then, he is a different cat, but still very, very friendly and ready to find the perfect loving home.
I see the end of his little tail there. So how does that affect a cat? Do they use their tails for balance a little bit? But generally, they kind of are able to adapt and cope, aren't they?
Yeah, they adapt and cope really quickly. It is used for balance a little bit, but he has not let anything stop him, and he can still live a very full life.
Yeah, so when you say different cat, he's just going at it that much harder.
Yes, exactly.
So you say you're looking for a Bonnie for the Clyde, meaning a permanent home.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we sure are. Clyde, for a little more information about him, is 6 years old, and he's got this beautiful black thick fur coat and these bright green eyes that you will fall in love with. And he also demands all of your attention. So he's looking for a Bonnie who will be able to give him all the love and cuddles his little heart desires.
In other words, if there is a lap in the house, he is probably in it.
Exactly.
Any special care while his little tail heals?
It's pretty much for the most part healed, but you'll just want to make sure it's kept clean and keep an eye on it in case there's any signs of infection.
Perfect. All right. And we want to make a personal connection with Mr. Clyde. What's the best way for us to do that?
You can look him up on hsppr.org/adopt. And on that same site, you can learn how to make an appointment to come a visit with him or adopt him.
Perfect. And adoption hours right now, are you still trying to keep sort of this? It's by appointment only, so it's not open hours.
Correct. It's by appointment only, and those range from noon to 4:30 p.m.
There we go. I think that's what I was looking for, Kate. Thanks for setting me straight today. Wow. Yeah, Clyde, I think he just looks like he's going to be a great companion to somebody, and he's going to be great to get to know. It's a super easy trip down to the Humane Society in Pueblo, 30 minutes or so from the springs, and you hang a right on Eagle Ridge, which is at the very northern tip of Pueblo, just as you get into Pueblo off the highway, two blocks or so, and there is the campus. Kate, are you okay to give us a quick update on how things are going right now for the Humane Society in the midst of this pandemic, and what can the community do to help you and support you?
Absolutely. So today we adopted out our last available dog, so we have completely empty dog kennels. So that was an incredibly exciting moment for us. However, we have stray dogs and dogs on medical holds that will become available tomorrow as well. So don't let that stop you. There's still going to be plenty of available animals for adoption. But in the meantime, we have stopped all of our public veterinary services and wellness wagons events, which has really impacted our resources. So if you are looking to kind of give back to the community, you can go to hsppr.org/donate, and that would really help us out.
All right. And Kate, any special considerations with regard to might somebody having a need to turn an animal over to Humane Society right now?
Sure. So we're trying to minimize the animal population in our shelter in the case that our staff become quarantined or ill. So if the animal is safe to keep in your home, we recommend you do so. And then you go online to hsppr.org/lostandfound to fill out a found report. We'll match those found reports with other lost reports to try and reconnect that pet with its owner.
Kate Aviv, Community Relations Specialist with the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region in Pueblo. We thank you for introducing us to the wonderful and handsome Mr. Clyde and for the update on how things are going there with the Humane Society. Again, donations eagerly accepted and welcome at hsppr.org. Kate, thank you. Look forward to talking with you next week for Pet of the Week, Tuesday, right here at 4:35.
Thank you so much.